countless couples are miserable in their marriages and think the only way out of their unhappiness is separation and divorce. But Dr. Tim LaHaye, pastor, author, and counselor, has another idea. Since God created man and woman to complement each other, and because marriage was God's idea, turn to His Word, the Bible, for the best advice to develop physical, mental, and spiritual harmony in marriage. Originally published in 1968, this recently updated classic enables nearlyweds, newlyweds, and those who have been married for years to explore marriage from the honeymoon through children. Discover 6 keys to marital happiness and use these keys to unlock the happiness that God meant marriage to have. We hope you enjoy How to Be Happy Though Married. This audiobook is read by Wayne Shepherd.
Opposites Attract. One of the most endearing French fairy tales of all time, Beauty and the Beast, has spawned Broadway musicals, a TV series, an animated Disney film, board games, a Nintendo action thriller, ice shows, and thousands of websites, all celebrating the proposition that opposites can and do attract. In its original form, Beauty and the Beast is the story of two people who couldn't be more opposite, Vincent and Catherine. Vincent is a ferocious, disagreeable character who meets the good-hearted, virginal Catherine. She sees beneath his contemptible appearance and gruff mannerisms and falls in love with the furry creature, warts and all. He falls in love as well, but the Beast is sure his love can never be requited because of his ugly appearance. When Catherine trusts her heart and accepts him unconditionally, Vincent is transformed into a smooth-shaven, handsome young man, and they live happily ever after. If only life imitated art. In counseling couples over the last 5 decades, I've come across numerous Beauty and the Beast personality conflicts that top the list of marital discord. "Why did I get married in the first place?" is the typical refrain I hear from one of the partners. "We have a hopeless personality conflict. If I say my dress is black, he disagrees and says it's navy blue. We argue about what time it is. We can't even agree on what restaurant serves the best Italian food." Why do couples bring out the worst in each other? Why do opposite personalities attract each other? Why do two people who are so different get married? To answer these questions, we need to become acquainted with what makes people tick. Many suggestions have been offered: economic background, length of education, the neighborhood we grew up in, or ethnic heritage. These characteristics have a bearing on our differences, but so does our temperament, something we inherited in our family genes, and we really don't have much say-so in the matter. You can find many different theories of personality types in mall bookstores. For the purposes of this discussion, I would like to refer to my book, Spirit-Controlled Temperament, in which I outlined 4 basic temperaments and detailed the strengths and weaknesses of these temperaments. My purpose was to show that the Holy Spirit working in the lives of Christians can help them overcome their weaknesses. Allow me to present a condensed description of the 4 temperaments to show why opposites attract each other. Temperament includes the combination of inborn traits that subconsciously affect a person's behavior. These traits, passed on by the genes, include intelligence, race, sex, and many other factors. The alignment of temperament traits stems from 4 basic types. One more point: it would be much simpler to report that only 4 temperaments exist. While I agree that one of the 4 dominates in each individual's personality, we all have a secondary temperament that to some extent influences our behavior. For instance, my temperament is choleric sanguine, while Bev is more phlegmatic sanguine. Keep that point in mind as you read more about the 4 temperaments. The sanguine temperament. Men and women with the sanguine temperament are warm, buoyant, and lively. They're naturally receptive, and external impressions easily find their way to their hearts. Their emotions, rather than reflective thoughts, are the basis of most of their decisions. Sanguine types enjoy people, shy away from solitude, and are at their best when surrounded by friends where they can take center stage. They have an endless repertoire of interesting stories to tell, making them fun to be around at parties or social gatherings. Mr. or Mrs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?